Today's shiur is Masechta Zvachim Daf Tzadik. We will begin on Daf Pei Tesem Beis, 9 lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, Amar Ravina Bashela, Emurei Kachim Kalim, the Emurim of the Kachim Kalim, Shiyotz Lufnei Zrikas Damim, Psul. Quick word of introduction to our shiur. We know that there are really 3 types of kabbonis when we speak about Hilchas Me'ila. There are kabbonis that, like a carbon oila, that from the moment somebody is mekadesh those kabbonis until he actually brings them, they are kodesh kadoshim and subject to meila. There are kabbonis that are kachakachim, mechatos and osham, that are subject to meila from the moment somebody is mekadesh them, because they're kachi Hashem, until the actual shechita and zrika are done, and at that point the meat, which becomes muta for the kohanim, is no longer subject to me'ila, that the rest of the carbon is. And then there's kachakalim, which is just the opposite. From the moment you makadish the carbon, until you actually makav the carbon, none of it is subject. Until you actually do the zrika stam, none of it is subject to me'ila. After the zrika stam is done, the Amarin, which go on the Mizbeach, are subject to Me'ila. Teaches us our Gemara, as Rashi says, that even though we're dealing with Kachim Kalim, and as I just said a moment ago, Kachim Kalim, until the Zrika is done, the Amarin are not subject to Me'ila, that doesn't change the halacha of Yotzei, that we've learned many times that a carbon that's taken outside of the Azar becomes possible. So even though these Kachim Kalim, these Amarim of the Kachim Kalim, that haven't yet achieved the status of Amarim, because it's still before the Zrika Stam, says Ravina Bashela, by taking them out even before the Zrika, they become disqualified. V'tana Tuna, and says the Gemara, our Mishnah seems to corroborate that approach. Because our Mishnah said that why does any carbon, even the carbon miser, which is kachim kalim, take precedence over oifis? So the Mishnah explained, because a carbon behema is in the category mneshu zevach, it's in the category of a zevach, v'yeshna kachim kachim, and is subject to be considered like kachim kachim, even though we're starting with a carbon that's kachim kalim. What part of that carbon is subject to be treated like kachim kachim? Damav, its blood, the amarin, and the amarim of that carbon. So the Gemara points out, Bishlama, when we speak about the difference between meiser and oifis, we could understand why the Mishnah says there's a difference between the amrim of the kabbonis versus oifis. Because by oifis, by the chatas ha'oif, amrim less than by oifis, as we've discussed, we've learned extensively, the blood of the carbon chatas ha'oif is indeed sprinkled, is applied to the mizbeach, but all of the meat of that bird is eaten. So we can understand when the Mishnah differentiates between the oif and the behema, because by the behema there's going to be by amrim, and by the oif there are no amrim. Ella, but says the Gemara, one of the other distinctions the Mishnah pointed out that exists between meiser and chatas oif is the dam. Ask the Gemara, dam yaisa. There's dam by chatas oif, and there's dam by a meiser. So why is the Mishnah saying that that is one of the differences between meiser and chatas oif? Elalav, says the Gemara, what must the Mishnah mean to say? Kamash Malon, the Mishnah is trying to teach us that amrim kidamo. We should treat the amrim like we treat the dam. Ma dam, just like by the dam, lifnei zrika, even the dam lifnei zrika, the aloch is that there's a problem that if you take it out, af amrim, the amrim have the same halacha that koydim zrika, even if they're taken out b'fnei zrika, karkarle kachim kachim. They immediately, even before the zrika sadam, as far as the halacha of yotzi, as I pointed out at the beginning of the shir, as far as the halacha of being taken out of the azara, that halacha begins immediately as soon as you have the emrim, even though you didn't have zrika sadam. And therefore, as we said, umad damai. So just like by the dam, the halacha is mifsa b'yotzi. If you take that dam out of the azara, even prior to the zrika sadam, that dam becomes disqualified. For Zrik Saddam, it can become completely disqualified. Af Emrim, so too will be the halacha of the Emrim, even of Kachim Kalim, if they're removed from the Azara, even prior to the Zrik Saddam, the halacha is Mifsa B'yotz, they become disqualified. Says the Gemara, Neimer Misayle, perhaps we can have a raya from this Brisa, because the Brisa says, Basa Kachim Kalim, what about the meat of the Kachim Kalim? That the meat of the Kachim Kalim, again, is going to be eaten by the Yisraelim, parts of it are going to be eaten by the Kohanim, says the Gemara, the boss of Kachim Kalim, Shiyotz Lefnei Zrikas Damim, if they were removed from the Azara prior to the Zrikas Dam, we have a Machlaikus. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is, it's still kosher. Rish Lakish Amar Pasul, Rish Lakish says it's Pasul. But as the Rishonim point out, and as will become very clear in the Gemara, as we get deeper into the Gemara, even Rabbi Yochanan, who takes this lenient approach and says that the basar that was taken out before the Zrik Stam doesn't become disqualified, that's only if the basar is brought back into the Azara before the Zrik Stam actually takes place. But even Rabbi Yochanan, say to Rishonim, will agree that if the basar remains outside of the Azara from before the Zrikas Dam through the Zrikas Dam, that basar will become disqualified. But points out the Gemara. What is the basis of the Machloikis of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan is not that concerned if the basar is removed from the Azara before the Zrikas Dam, as long as it's brought back in time for the Zrikas Dam. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kosher, Rabbi Yochanan says it's still kosher. Because as we said a moment ago, the basar of Kachim Kalim will be taken out of the Azara ultimately anyway, because the Bailim, the owners of the Kachim Kalim, eat the basar of the Kachim Kalim outside of the Azara. Rish Lakish disagrees, because Rish Lakish says it's pasul. Why? Because yes, of course Rish Lakish agrees that ultimately this basar is going to be taken out of the Azara. However, right now it's still before the time of Zrik Stam, and therefore, a dayin lo higia zman ulotzeis. And therefore, he says that if the basar is taken out from the Azara prior to the Zrik Stam, when it's not yet the time to be taken out, it becomes disqualified. Comments the Gemara. At Kan, the Machlaikis suggesting Gemara of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish is limited like pligi el b'basar. Do we say the svara of hoyo b'saif ulotzeis? Or do we not say the svar of Ha'ovah Lotzeis? Ava be'emrim. When we speak about the emrim, everybody will agree that if the emrim are taken out of the Azara prior to Zrik Saddam, they become disqualified. Exactly what we began today's shir with Ravina Bar Sheila saying. Says Marloi, the raya is not a compelling raya. Because says the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yochanan Hu Adin, the Be'emrim Namim Pligi. The Machloikis is not just by the Basar, the Machloikis is by the Emrim as well. Aye, if the Machloikis is by Emrim, so there's an obvious question. By the Basar, we understand the Heter of Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan said a Svara of Hoyel V'Saifa Lotzeis. But the Emrim, there's no Hoyel V'Saifa Lotzeis. So why doesn't the Gemara tell us that Rabbi Yochanan is not only lenient by the basar where we have the svara of Hayav Saifa Lotzeis, that he's even lenient by the emrim where we don't have that svara? Answers the Gemara. But how the kamiflik be basar? Why did the Gemara choose to teach us the machloikas regarding the basar? Ladi achad kaychad Rish Lakish, to show us not how lenient Rabbi Yochanan is, but the opposite, to show us how stringent Rish Lakish is. Da fila basar, that even by the basar, where we have a svara of Basa Seifa Latzeis, that ultimately it will be taken out of the Azara. Still, says Rish Lakish, Amar Adayin Le'egiyaz Man Latzeis, that this man hasn't been come yet, and therefore if the Basar, according to Rish Lakish, is taken out before the Zrika, it becomes disqualified. So Taisus, the Banu Taisus on the Amid, makes a very interesting comment. Taisus says, Have a Matzila Flugi Be'murin Le'diach Kaychadat Eirah. And as a machlokes ha'achrayim, how to understand what Taisus is saying? Very fundamental Taisus. Some say that Taisus is asking a kasha. The Gemara just said that the reason the Gemara chose to teach us the halacha, the din, by Basar, is to teach us how stringent Rebbe Reb Shlokesh is. So Taisus is asking a kasha, instead of teaching us how stringent Rebbe Shlokesh is, the Gemara should have chosen to teach us how lenient Rabbi Yochanan is, that not only is he lenient by the Basar, but he's even lenient by the Emorim. And what is Taisus Kasha? Because throughout Shas, we have a rule, Kayach Dater Adif. That's one way of learning Taisus. But then I saw other Achronim have an entirely different approach to Taisus. And they're saying Taisus is teaching us a Chiddush. That even though throughout Shas, we have a rule, Koyach that Teir Adif, teaching us the Heter is better. And as Rashi Masechta Beis says, because to say a Heter requires more ability, to say Osir is easier. That Seid Achroinim is only in Halacha L'maisa, in a situation where we need to know what to do, so Koyach that Teir Adif. But unfortunately, Kachim, as we've discussed numerous times in our shiurim, is Hilchas L'Mashicha. It's not relevant L'Halacha L'Maisa. So Taisus is saying that even though there's a rule throughout Shas, Koyach that Teira Adif, it has nothing to do with Sechta Zvachim, which is Hilchas L'Mashicha. That's one approach I saw in the Achroinim. Another approach I saw in the Achroinim is that the Gemara is saying even something more that Taisus is saying even something even more fundamental. Rav Aaron Leib Shteinman says it in the Sefer Yalas HaShachar. He says that what the Gemara is teaching us here is that in Kachim, what we think is what we think is a leniency really is a chumra. And what we think is a chumra may really be a leniency. So all the normal rules of what's heter and what's usr, what's a chumra, what's a kula, those aren't rules that we could apply in Kachim. In other areas of halacha, if I tell you can do something, it's a heter. If I tell you can't do something, it's an isr. Kachim has a whole different set of principles, and therefore the entire concept of koyich dat teira, adif, doesn't apply by Kachim. Says the Gemara Lema Katanai. Perhaps this question, again, that we began our shiur today, Ravina Bar Shaila's statement that if the Emrim of Kachim Kalim were taken out before the Zrika, they become disqualified, is actually a machloikis tanon. Because it says in a braisa, Emri Kachim Kalim Shiyotzul Fnei Zrika Stamim, if the Emrim of the Kachim Kalim were taken out before the Zrika Stam, Rabbi Lezo Emr, Emri Alambem, there is no Mi'ilah on them, because they aren't yet in the category of Emrim. And the rule of Pigel Nois V'Tameh won't apply to them. Why? Because Pigel, explained the Rishonim, a concept that we've discussed numerous times, is only applicable when a Zrika makes the Basar Mutter. The way the Gemara always calls it is Achi Yakriv Hamater Kimitzvasai. Here the Zrika wouldn't make the Emrim Mutter, so they can't be Chai for Pigel. Similarly, Neisser is only applicable, says Rebbe Lezer, where it was permitted till this man, and after this man it became Osir. Here was already Osir before. And the same thing, Tomei. Where is there an Issa Tuma? That if the person, when it was Kachim, was allowed to eat it, so there's a rule that when you're Tomei, you may not eat it. But these Emrim are not edible anyway, even at any time, so the Issa Tumah doesn't apply to them. Ask the Rishayim the obvious question. On Basar, we could say these Svaras. Noiser, till now it was Mutter, now it's Asr. Tameh, till now it was Mutter, now it's, to everybody else it's Mutter, to you it's Asr. But we're not talking about Basar. We're talking about Emrim. Emrim is the part of the carbon, ask the Rishayim. Rashi already makes this point, that no one can eat. So why are we saying Noiser, Tameh, it was edible now, not edible afterwards, it's Emrim. Say to Rishonim, that the din of Emrim travels together with the din of Basar. Since by Basr there's such a rule, the where is there an Issa Naisa by Basr? Only Basr that was Mutta till this man, not afterwards. Tameh, only Basr that was Mutta to everybody else, but not to the individuals Tameh. Even though Amrim are not really an edible part of the carbon, it makes no difference. So Rav Elazar is clearly teaching us that the Amrim that were taken out prior to the Zerika Stam become completely disqualified, which is exactly what Ravina Bashela said. Rav Kiva disagrees. Mayal and Behem, even though they were taken out, they're still subject to Me'ilah. V'chayomim ha-mishrim b'gul nois v'tamei, and they're subject to the Alok's b'gul nois v'tamei. Suggest the Gemara, we made this point earlier. My laugh, isn't the Braisa referring to a situation? Aren't Rav Kiva and Rav Elazar referring to a situation? But the Hodelina pleaded. That by the time you took the Amrim out before the Zerika, and then you brought it back at the time of Zerika. Or Baha Pligi, and what is the basis of the Machlaikas? Exactly the point Ravina Bashela began to share with. The Mas Savri, Rabbi Lezer says, any time the Amrim are taken out, even as before Zerika Stam, Mishla B'Yotze, the Psul Yotze applies to them. Or Mas Savri, and Rabbi Kiva says, like Mishla B'Yotze, they don't become disqualified. So isn't Ravina Bashela's issue a Machlaikas Tanoim? Says the Gemara, no. Amra Papa, but the Hoda Alina, if the Amrim were taken out before the Zerika Saddam, and they were brought back before the Zerika actually takes place, suggests Rapapa Kula Amaloi Pligi, that those Amrim are fine. V'hochab, where is the Machloikis of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lezer, but the Sina of Roy Pligi? If they remain outside during the Zerika Saddam, or Ba Pligi, and the Machloikis is, the Mar Sava, Rabbi Lezer's opinion is the aim Zerika Me'elis Liyotze. The Zerika cannot be effective for a part of the carbon that isn't in the Azara during the Zerika. Or Mar Sava, whereas the Rekiva holds, Zerika Me'elis Liyotze could even be effective for something that's in the outside of the Azara at the time of the Zerika. So to review, the Gemara is suggesting now at this point that everyone doesn't agree with Ravina Bashela. And everyone will agree that if the Amrim were taken out before the Zerika Saddam, if the Amrim were taken out before the Zerika Saddam, but they will return to the Azara by the time of Zerika Saddam, everybody will agree that that's Zerika Saddam, that those Amrim are fine. The Machlaikas, unlike Ravina Bashela, Machlaikas is, even if they remained outside during the time of Zerika Saddam, where there, Rabbi Lezer will say, they're indeed disqualified, and Rabbi Kiva is even lenient under that circumstance. Ask the Gemara, how can we say, how can we interpret that is what the Machloikas of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lezer is all about? Ask the Gemara, Rapapu the Amar, but the sinner of Roy Rapapu himself is the one that says that when the Shtei HaLechem, which we know, are brought on Shavuos, together with the Kifsei Atzeres, are outside during the Zerika Saddam of the Kifsei Atzeres, Kulam Loi Pligi, that they become disqualified. The Machloikis is strictly, but they're Lina Lagavoi Pligi, if they're indoors, and they're inside the Azara during the Zerika Saddam. So we see that Rapop himself does not interpret the Machloikis of Rekiva and Rebeleza this way. Answer the Gemara, you can't compare that case to our case. Where did Rapop say this? That if they're outside of the Azara during the Zerika Saddam, certainly the apostle. But a Shtei Alechem, Rabbi Papa says everybody agrees that they become disqualified. You know why? Because the Shtei Alechem are not part of the carbon. They're loaves that were brought along with the carbon. The lav gufei de zivcha, they're not actually part of the carbon. And therefore, if they were removed from the Azara before the Zerika Saddam, and they were outside of the Azara during the Zerika Saddam, everybody will agree that they're disqualified. Aval Amrim. But Algamo was speaking about the Amrim. The Gufi the Zifchu, which are part of the carbon. There the Machloikas is strictly with the Sinna of Roy. When they're outside of the Azara during the Zerika, that's where Pligi or Bakiva and Belazar agree. But if they're inside the Azara during the Zerika, even though at one point they were outside the Azara, everybody will agree, unlike Ravina Bashela, that they remain kosher. We learned in the Mishnah that the Eifis Kaidin L'Menachas. Ask the Gemara, Ad Rabbah, Menachas Kaidmas, and we can make an argument that a mincha should come before an oif. She can yesh na betzibur kibiyachid. The halach is that there's a concept of a mincha sibur. There is no carbon oif brought betzibur. I feel hachi mina adam adifi. The fact that a carbon oif is brought from a living thing, and carbon, and this is not, and a mincha is not a living thing, that makes it go first. And as we explained in the previous year, why? Because when somebody brings a carbon, he has to feel that what's happening to the carbon ought to have happened to himself. That could be felt more by something that has blood, like human beings do, not like a mincha that's just flour, oil, whatever. Furthermore, I saw the Mefarshim say that there's actually a precedent in halacha, which we discussed extensively in our previous year, why this should be the halacha. We asked, Tosfos asked the question, that why do we have to have our Mishnah teaching us that the carbon tamid comes first, because the halacha of Tadav Shein Tad Kaidim, don't we have a Gemara Masechta Pesachim that teaches us that nothing should be brought before the carbon oila? So why do we need that limit? It should be because of Tadav Shein Tadav. So Tosfos answered, if we only had the halacha of Tadav Shein Tadav, we would have a problem. Because there are two kabbanas that are brought every day. The carbon oil is tamid, and the chavitin of the kohen gadol, which is a carbon mincha. So that's why the Gemara Masechta Pesachim has to teach us that even though I have two tadirs, the carbon comes first. So why does that teach us? That a carbon, behema, a living thing, always comes before a mincha. And that's why our Gemara is understandable. We learned in the Mishnah that the minchas chayta comes before the minchas nadava. Ask the Gemara, an argument can be made, Adarabba, Michas Nadava, Kaidemis, that the Michas Nadava should come first. Shekain, Tuna Shem and Levina. A Michas Nadava requires Shem and Levina, a Michas Chayta doesn't. Answers the Gemara, Afil Hachi, Minchas Chayta Habal Chayt, Adif de Mechaperis. As the Rishonim explained, since as we learned extensively in our previous shiur, that the Chattas always comes first, because the Chattas has in it this quality of Mechaperis, similarly, a minchas chaita, which is machaper, comes first. Ask the Gemara, Ibailu, minchas saita or minchas nadava? What will be the halacha if there's a minchas saita, which is part of the procedure? The saita has to bring a mincha and a minchas nadava. Eiz men kadamas, which comes first? Do we say, minchas nadava kaidma, it should come first? Shekain tuna shemna levina, it requires shemna levina. Or deva minchas saita kaidma, shekain boil lavar oven. And as the Mefarshim explained, you can't compare a minchas chayta to minchas chayta. Why? Because a minchas chayta, as the Gemara just said a moment ago, indeed affects a kapara. A minchas chayta doesn't affect kapara. But what a minchas chayta does do is it helps identify, is this chayta guilty, and then the entire punishment will happen to her, or is she innocent? So there is a concept of aveira with it. Tashma, says the Gemara, there's a braisa. The minchas says, Minchas chayta kaidim minchas nadava, which seems to indicate strictly minchas chayta who the kaidim minchas nadava. Ha minchas chayta, lie. Isn't that a raya that the minchas nadava comes before the minchas chayta? Answers the Gemara. Miktani, does the brisa say mnei shechaperis? If the brisa said mnei shechaperis, the deek would be great. What does the brisa say? Why does the minchas chayta come first? Mnei shebar chayktani. Because it's connected to an Aveira. For Hainami, and the Minchas Saita, as we said, even though it doesn't affect Kapara, the Baal Chet, it's connected to Aveira. So we don't know. Toshma. So the Brisa says the following words. Zu Kaidin Luzu. One Mincha comes before the other Mincha. Shezuba Menachitim. This Mincha comes from wheat. Vizuba Menasayrim. That's the statement of the Brisa. And now the Gemara tries to understand what does the statement mean. And once perhaps we'll understand what the statement means, we'll have an answer to our Shaila. My love, doesn't the Braisa mean the Minchas Chaydava comes before the Minchas Saita? Because the Minchas Saita comes from barley, and Minchas Dava comes from wheat, which is more expensive. And as the Rishonim explained, so why is expensive a factor? Because we learned in our previous year that the Gemara suggested that the Oshem should come before the Chatas, because the Ashram is more expensive than the Chattas. So we see the value isn't a factor. So isn't this the answer to our question? Says the Gemara, what the Mishnah means is, loy. What the Braisa meant is that the Minchas Saita comes before the Minchas Chayta comes before the Minchas Saita. As if that's what the Braisa means, then we should say a different explanation. Typically, the Hamachaperis, the Halam Chaperis, that this is Mechaper and this is not Mechaper. That's what the difference is. Ella, what are you going to say? Minchas Nedova, that the Braisa is teaching us that the Minchas Nedova comes before the Minchas Saita, because the Minchas Nedova is more expensive, it's Chitin. The Minchas Saita is only Sairim. So why does it have to say that reason? Why didn't the Braisa say a different reason? Typically, what the Braisa should have said, the reason the Michas Nadava comes before the Michas Saita, the Zu Ta'un is Shem and Levina, the Zu Enatan is Shem and Levina. That's the reason the Braisa should have said. Elochad Mitrei Tami Nokin. The Braisa is giving us one of many reasons. And therefore we could fall back and say that the Braisa means that the Michas Chaita comes before the Michas Saita. Why? Because Chaita is Chitin, Saita is Sairim. Even though the Braisa could have given a different reason, Shezu Mechaperes, Zu Enachaperes, and our question is not answered. We learned that the Chatas Oif comes before even Oilas Oif. Menonimili, asked the Gemara, how do we know? Says the Gemara, the Tani, because the Pasuk says, V'hikrev Hashal Chatas Rishoyna. We're going to learn. We've learned. There's a concept of a Kavan Oil of a Yared. A Kavan Oil of a Yared means that in a number of situations, one is by Shavuos Bitu, somebody makes a false Shavuah, Shavuos Eidus, first somebody swears falsely that he doesn't know testimony, and then he admits that he does. Tumas Migdash V'Kedoshah, if somebody enters the Beis Migdash or eats Kachin when he's Tameh. So the halacha is that if he's a financial means, he brings an animal as a carbon chatas. If he can't, he brings two birds, one for a chatas and one for an oila. And the Pasuk says, V'Hikrev Es Hashel L'Chatas Rishoyna. So the question is, Ma Tam Aloyma? What is the Torah trying to teach us? Shein tam aloyma. There's no reason shlamid shetikrav rishoyna that the chatas comes before the oila. Because harei kvar nemar. There's another pasuk that says that's a sheni yas oila. The second bird is brought for an oila. El zebnei av. It comes to teach us lechol katos shekadmel oila haboisman. The chatas always comes before the oila that comes along with them. Bein, whether it's a chatas oif being brought together with an oila oif, whether it's a chatas behema that's being brought with an oila behema. And whether it's even a situation, chatas oif l'oilas behema. Hilchoch says, summarizes the Gemara, summarizes the Braisa. Chatas oif and oilas oif, there are halacha that if you bring a chatas oif and oilas oif, the chatas oif comes first. That we learn from the Pasuk, versus sheni. Yas l'oila. Chatas behema l'oilas behema, a chatas behema comes before an oilas behema, is based on what we learned in the previous year. Mid the Rabbi Rachmana that the Torah said by the Levim that the Chatas comes before the Oila. Chatas Oif, Oilas Oif, that we learned from this Bnei Af. Toshma asked the Gemara, we learned in a Braisa. The halacha is as follows. A Yoledes, a woman that has a child. So if, again, she's of means, she brings a Chatas Behema, an Oilas Behema and a Chatas Oif. If she can't, she brings both birds. Says the Braisa, Rebbe Lezer Oima, Kol Makom Shneschal for Chatas, wherever the Torah says that the bird is brought instead of the Chatas, Chatas Kedemes. The Kan, however, by the Yoledes, that bringing two birds, Chatas and Oila, Oila Kedemes. Kol Makom, because the Braisa continues to summarize, Kol Makom Shebol Chet, because where the Kabbonis are being brought, because somebody did an Aveira. So the halacha is the Chatas Kedemes. The Chatas comes first. Why? Explained the Rishonim, as we learned in the Gemara. Because the Chatas is Meratzah. So first you want to have the Ritzui, and then you have that. The Kan, however, the Yoledes didn't do any Aveira. The Oila Kedemes. The Kamokoyim, which is Shnayim Boam Taka Chatas. But in a case, like we spoke a minute ago, the carbon oil of Yoyrid, that by the carbon oil of Yoyrid, the halacha is that you bring both instead of the chatas. If he could have afforded, he would have brought one behema chatas. They can't. So they bring two birds, one for chatas, one for oila. Chatas kademes, the kan oila kademes. There, chatas comes, but in Yoledes, the oila comes first. So here we have a kasha. We said that in all situations, the chatas comes first, and here the Braisa says that by Yoledes, the oila comes first. Amar Rava, l'mikra d'ma kasef. When it comes to Mikra, and we'll explain what Mikra means. There the Torah says the oil comes first. But when it comes to actual hakrava, chatas comes first. Even a chatas ha'oif before an oilus behema. So what does lemikra mean? Many pshat. First pshat is lemikra means that the Torah says that this should come first. So what pshat that the Torah says it should come first if it doesn't mean anything? So I'm going to say a number of pshatim in a minute. But it's only for when we read the psukim in the Torah, not for halach lemaisa. Another pshat is lemikra, is that when you magdish the behemis, or the oifis, you should first be magdish the oila, and then be magdish the chattis. When it comes to hakrava, actually be makriv the chattis first. Another pshat that I saw the Stasema suggest, that before somebody brought kabonis, they actually read the parashas. And the parashas were read, first the parasha of oila, then the parasha of chattis. But the actual avoida was the avoid of the chattis before the avoid of the oila. So what's pshat in this? Either or. It should be or it shouldn't be. So actually, before I go further, we quoted in our previous year the question of the Magen Avraham. If, as we're learning, the chattis always comes before the oila, why, when we say kabbonis in the morning, do we say the oila before the chattis? Says the Magen Avraham, says the Sfasemis, now we have an answer. Lemikra, what does the Sfasemis say mikra means? Reading the parasha. When it comes to reading the parasha, we always read the oila before the chattis. What are we doing when we say kabbonis in the morning? We're reading. So we read the oila before the chattis. But what's pshat lemikra coming before the oila? The mikra, they have the oil before the chattis. So one interesting pshat I saw from the Sefer Shevet Yehuda, interesting pshat, is that the Torah is very concerned about giving everybody its proper respect. So if we're going to have the chattis always coming before the oila will sort of feel bad. So the Torah wants to even things out. Another pshat that I saw from Yisachar Doifenbelz, very beautiful pshat. We know that the Torah, the Gemara says, Zois Torahs Oila, very relevant to us. Zois Torahs Oila, Kol Oisa Gepashis Oila, Kilkriv Oila. If you learn Oila, it's as if you brought an Oila, Kol Oisa Gepashis Chattis, Kilkriv Chattis. Says the Gemara as follows. When you're actually being makriv the Kabonis, there's a reason to be makriv the Oila, the Chattis before the Oila. But the Mikra, there's going to be a time where we're not going to actually bring the Kabonis. How will we accomplish what Kabonis is supposed to accomplish? With the oil, with the Torah. And Torah makes no difference. The Koyach HaTorah is whatever Torah we learn, it brings a kapara. Another pshat, similar to a pshat I said in the previous year, is when it comes to the actual akrava, so the chattis has an advantage, because by the chattis we have kahanim oichlim, ubailim miskaprim. So that's why the chattis should come before the oil. But the mikra, when it comes to reading, we're only reading the parasha. We're not actually eating. So the mikra, the oila, which is completely kalul, should come before the chattis. And that's an answer to the Magen Avraham's question as well. Another pshat that I saw, nice pshat, is as follows. The truth of the matter is, the Gemara Masechta Nida says that a person, every human being, has three partners in his creation. His parents and Hashem. His parents are the ones that contribute his physical being, his ability to do something. The machshava, his neshama, his intellect, comes from Hashem. Hashem, in his infinite humility, says, a chatos comes for the action that you did. The oila comes for the machshava. I'm more concerned about your action. I'm more concerned about the part that you got from the parents than I am about the part that's attributable to me. That's why Hashem tells us that I want you to bring the chatos before the oila. But a person should realize that when he does an aveira, not only did he do the wrong thing, but he sort of was pagan even in the most holiest part of him, his intellect, his machshava, his neshama. Lemikra, when a person comes to recognize what his aveira was, he should realize the oila part is the bigger aveira, because that's something that he was pagim, the kodesh kadoshim of every person. Along the same shot, the svarim say, it's easier to get forgiveness for your action than to get forgiveness for what you did to your machshava. And therefore, for the Maisa, you should bring the Chatas first. What you need a Kapara to recognize what your Avera did, what Avera you did, the Avera you did of Machshava is a lot greater, which is represented by the Oilam. Mr. Meliol says this. One final Pshat. There's an interesting phenomenon. The Gemara says, B'mokum Shabali Tshuva Oimdim, Ein Tzadikin Gemurim Yichayin Lamed. The Baal Tshuva stands on the highest Madrega. On the other hand, that doesn't mean you should do Averis to become Baal Tshuva. So that's what the Gemara is teaching us. The Chatas comes before the Oila, because the Chatas represents a Baal Tshuva that's greater than anyone else. But the Mikra, what does the Torah really want? We should never have to be Baal Tshuva. We should always be Tzadikin. So again, the Gemara asks, Tashma. The Gemara speaks about different animals that are brought. Parm koyin l'elim, ve'edim koyin l'kvasim, and kvasim come to seir. My life. So the Gemara suggests, what are we talking about? The Chag, we're talking on Sukkot, where all these animals are brought as kabonis, and the seirim are brought for a chatas. So we see that the chatas comes last. So the Gemara loy is referring to a situation that somebody donated all of these animals. And that's why the list in the Braisa is very specific. Parm koyin l'elim, the parm come before the elim, shekain the strabim and the sachim. The larger the animal, the more the sachim you have to bring. The kain elim have more the sachim than kvasim. Kvasim come before the seirim, shekain the strabim and the alya. By kvasim, as we learned early in the Masechta, you burn the alya. By seirim, by goats, you don't burn the alya. And that's why, when you bring them as nedava, you follow this specific order. But indeed, if you bring one as a chatos, the chatos always comes first. Tanur Shema. So Gemara again questions the halacha we've been learning about the preference of a karban chatos. Says the Gemara, the Braisa says, Par koy Mashiach. We learned the Masechta Horis, that if a koyin gadol does an avera for which we would bring a karban chatos, he brings a par. That comes before a par hem dovish tzibur. That if the tzibur did an avera based on an erroneous psak of bezdin, we learned all of these gemaras masechta harius. There the halach is that the par kai mashiach comes before the par hem dovish tzibur, and as we learned the masechta harius, it's a pasik. Continues the gemara. Par hem dovish tzibur, the par hem dover of the tzibur, kaidin lapar avodas kachavim, comes before if the tzibur did avodah zara based on an erroneous psak. Abezdin. Par avodas kechavim, koidim l'sir avodas kechavim. The halacha is that if the tzibur does an avera based on an erroneous psak abezdin, they have to bring two kabonis. They have to bring a par for an oila and a sor for a chatos. What does the Braisa say here, asked the Gemara? That the par of the oila comes before the sor of the chatas. But aren't we learning, asked the Gemara, that the chatas always comes before the oila? Afagav, the par avodas kechavim, oila, the sor avodas kechavim, chatas, we see that it comes first. Ask the Gemara, why do we wait to ask the question from this last rule of the Braisa? Why don't we ask it from an earlier part of the Braisa? It says in the beginning of the Braisa, par hamdovish et tzibur, kaidim par avodas kechavim, says the Gemara. The reason the Gemara didn't choose to ask from there, b'chad mina lo kamrinin, the chatas kadma, because they're both aparim. Ki kamrinin, the trei mini, here we're talking about a sawyer and a par. And yet we're saying that the power of the oila comes before the sawyer of the chatas. We've been learning that the chatas always comes first. Ashkechon, oila the kadma lechatas. How do we reconcile this what we learned previously? Amra, but my rava mishmei the rava b'amori chatas avodas kechavim chos aleph. When the Torah speaks about the chatas that's brought when the tzibur worshipped avodah zara based on an erroneous psak bezdin, the Torah spells the word chatas missing an aleph to teach us that even though normally a chatas comes before the oila, here the oila comes before the chatas. Why? There's so beautiful pshat in the mafarshim. By all averis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only concerned about the action. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzarev machshova lemaisa. Avodah Zarah, it's different. The machshova is also an avera. So this we're talking about Avodah Zarah. The oil is brought for the machshova. The chatas is brought for the maisa. To show us that Avodah Zarah, you're not only chayiv for the maisa, you're also chayiv for the machshova. That's what the Torah says, bring the oil before the chatas. Rav Yirama, there's another reason to say that the chatos, that why the oil comes before the chatos. Because the Torah says, k'mishpat k'sabu, to teach us that the order that's set in the pasuk should be followed, even though normally we don't follow this order. Says the Gemara, hash dos lachi, once we've said this teretz, we asked on top of the Amid, that it seemed that on Sukkos we bring the Musaf after the other Kabbanas, after the Oila, why isn't the Chatos always before? And the Gemara was forced to say that we're not talking about Sukkos, we're talking about Nedava. Now we could say, Phil Parim, the Chagnami. On Sukkos, indeed, the Chatos is brought after the Oila, because the Torah says, K'mishpatim k'sabu, it's an exception to the rule, follow this order, not the normal order. Ask the Gemara Bailu, Chatos Oif, for Oilus Behema Umaisa, Eiz Men Kaidim, what should go first? And the Gemara explains the dilemma. Take them chatas oif. She would say that the chatas oif should come first because a chatas always comes before an oila. As we learned earlier, even a chatas oif before an oila is behema. Ikem meiser. Meiser comes before any bird. Ikem meiser the kalimlu because it's an animal. Take them oilus behema. She would say that the oilus behema should come first. We'll have a problem. Ikem chatas oif to come along. The chatas oif is supposed to come before the oila. So what do we do? Answers the Gemara, Hocha Targima, Min Zevach Adav. Bring the Meiser first. Because the Meiser is a Behema. B'maraviyama, Ayla Ba'oilus Behema, B'chatas Oif. The Oilus Behema takes the place of the Chatas Oif, V'bas B'Meiser, and it should go first. Says the Mishnah, Kol Chatas Shebetayra, in all cases where we have a Torah, a Chatas, a Koidimus Lashamas. Chutz, Mashamet Zayra. Except for the Hashem Mitzayra, Nei Shum Achshu. Shibnal HaHechshu. The Hashem Mitzayra makes the Mitzayra qualified that he's no longer Mitzayra. Ask the Rishonim that the Chatas also does the same. So there are two Terutzim in the Rishonim. One Terutz in the Rishonim is that since, as we learned earlier, the blood of the Osham is placed on the Mitzayra's body, the blood of the Chatas is not, placed. That's why the Chatas is, the Osham is considered more of a Machshir than the Chatas. That's one Teretz I saw. Another Teretz that I saw is that indeed, it could be that the Osham of a Mitzayra and the Chatas of a Mitzayra, the Chatas should come first. Here we're speaking about Osham of a Mitzayra with a regular Karban Chatas. That even though normally, as we learned earlier, when you have a Chatas and Osham, the Chatas comes first. When you have a Sham Mitzayra and a regular Chatas, there the Osham Mitzayra, because it's a Machshir, comes first. Continues the Mishnah. Call Hashemesh B'Tayra, all Hashemesh B'Tayra, Boyim B'nei Shtayim, they have to be animals that are at least 2 years old, or Boyim B'Kesef Shkolim, as we said earlier, they have to be worth at least two shekel. Chutz B'Hashem Noziv Hashem Mitzayra, Shehem Boyim B'nei Shnosam, they could even be a year old, Vein Boyim B'Kesef Shkolim, they don't have to be worth two shekel. Says the Mishnah, the order that we've been following in the Hakrova, when we have different kabbanas to eat, we follow the same rules. Says the Mishnah, Shlomim shel emes v'shlomim shel yoim. If you have shlomim that were brought yesterday and you have shlomim that were brought today, shel emes kodem l'shel yoim. The yesterdays come before today's. Machlokes Rishonim, how to understand the Mishnah. Most Rishonim learn the Mishnah that you have kabbanas that were brought to the Azara yesterday, and for whatever reason you weren't makriv them yesterday, so and then you have other shlomim that were brought today, makriv the shlomim that were brought yesterday, first in, first out. Others explain that we're talking about eating. We just spoke about order of eating, so you have shlomim that were brought yesterday, and you have shlomim that were brought today, so the shlomim of yesterday's time is going to expire tonight. The shlomim of today, you'll have till tomorrow, so eat up yesterday's shlomim first. Similarly, along the same line, we'll have to understand the last, next case. Shlomim shalemis, you had shlomim that were brought yesterday, the chatas ve'oshim shal yoyim, and the chatas ve'oshim were brought today, shlomim shalemis koimim divere meya. Again, whether it's for eating or akrava, they go first. The chamim chatas koidemis, no. In this case, even though the shlomim were brought yesterday, and the chatas was brought today, the chatas should go first, neshikotche kotchim. Says the Mishnah of Kulan, in all cases, HaKahanim Rishoyim L'Shanas Bechalosam. The Kahanim could change the method they're eating. Lechel Tzluyim V'Shlukrim V'Shalom. You could eat them roasted, cooked a lot, boiled. Losses for Tachon Tavli Chulin, the Tavli Truma, they could put into it spices, Divrei of Shimon. Reb Meir Omer, we learned this earlier, Layavi L'Tachon Truva Le Truma, don't put it into a Truma, spices a Truma, Shlayavi Truma Le Psol. Because once it becomes nicer, it'll turn out you have to throw it out. A number of points. The halacha that you're allowed to be Mishana is not only for Kahanim. Yisraelim, when they eat, are also allowed to eat it in any way. So why does the Mishnah say it's strictly about a Kahanim? I saw a beautiful vart. Yisraelim that eat from a carbon, there's no concept that we've discussed so many times, Kahanim, Oichlam, and Balam, Miskaprim. So of course they should eat it to their enjoyment. But the Kohen, he's eating the carbon for kapara. So if he's eating for kapara, maybe he should eat it only in a specific manner. His kavon in eating is not just to eat a piece of meat, teaches us the Mishnah, that even the Kahanim, whose main intent in eating, Shabri, to bring a kapara, could eat it in a way that brings them enjoyment.